I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this week, all the good things you never knew about Japanese knotweed.
When I go out foraging, I figure the worst things that could happen are mosquitoes, poison ivy, ticks. There are always ticks. And maybe some surly local wildlife.
Oh, Milo, that's a turtle. We gotta get it out of the road.
Uh-oh, he's a snapper, all right. Oh, dear.
That's Milo Silva, son of the late, great blues guitarist Maynard Silva from Oak Bluffs. I've known Milo since he was just a wee lad.
Don't get too close, Allie. He's a tough guy.
Now an adult, Milo's making sure I don't get into trouble. After high school, Milo moved to Mongolia to study the horsehead fiddle. Now he's made his way back to the island, and when I run into him, we usually talk about cooking mutton. But this spring, we went foraging for a vegetable. The Japanese knotweed. It's absolutely prolific in our listening area. We went strolling on the back streets of his neighborhood in Oak Bluffs.
Here we go. On this side here, we have a lot of them.
Japanese knotweed's edible, but it's also considered to be highly invasive and odious. The plant is so tenacious, it can break through cement, causing damage to roads and even the foundations of buildings. It likes fresh water, streams, and ponds, and it seems to thrive around construction sites and parking lots.
I always associate knotweed with disturbed environments.
Well, there's a lot about Oak Bluffs that is disturbed.
Milo can get away with saying that because he's from here. If you try to dig up this perennial to get rid of it, even a little nub of the rhizome or root left in the ground will propagate a whole round of new growth.
As a child, I used to hack through all of this with machetes and sort of improvised whacking things. And, you know, they just come back each year, ever thicker, ever thicker.
And when you're going to eat it, which is what we did, that's a good thing. Because the younger the stalks, the better. They're less woody.
How are you choosing them? Just the small ones? The thin ones?
The smaller, the better. The more tender. And this, the head here with all the cluster of leaves, I found to be the very tastiest part. I've been peeling them. Some people don't. The skin comes off quite easily. There's more here. Nice and tender, kind of like asparagus.
I think it's interesting to go sweet or savory.
Well, that's what I've heard. I haven't tried the sweet yet. I just did the simplest thing imaginable. I boiled it and ate it with tamari.
The dried root is used in traditional Chinese medicine. It's high in resveratrol, that same thing found in red wine, which is also high in antioxidants. Stephen Buhner is a medicinal herbalist, award-winning author of the book Healing Lime. He suggests that using the dried root can help protect and heal humans from Lyme. It makes you wonder if part of the solution for treating Lyme is growing all around us, but all we see is just a weed. What if we're not seeing Japanese knotweed for all that it could be, food and medicine? Milo and I walk back with our stash of knotweed to his house, which is more like an artist's studio. I've been wondering and thinking about cooking with Japanese knotweed for years.
I've heard about it. People have warned me against it. Some people use Roundup to try to get rid of it. You know, they actually mess with the whole ecosystem to try to get rid of this invasive species. They talk about it, how it destroys the value of their property and so on and so forth. But really, honestly speaking, if cultivated, if you make sure to get those fresh shoots, it would really be a delightful addition to the diet.
Milo looms over the cutting board, not just because he's tall, but because he's so visibly fascinated with the process of cooking and the swirling counterculture of this invasive weed, which we're about to eat, simply boiled and seasoned with tamari.
Peeling them, cutting them into manageable little slices. And now the interesting thing, since our water is boiling, note the color transformation. See how it's sort of a tea color now, sort of tea green? If we go over here, throw it into the boiling water. Here we go. Takes a little bit of time, and slowly it'll turn a pale green. See, already the transformation begins.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
We've got pictures of foraging with Milo Silva and that Japanese knotweed dish on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.